The present situation might be uncomfortable, but it is manageable. The ability to say that I may be feeling weak and lost, disheartened and anxious and afraid, but I can fix it and find the courage to get back. Hello everyone, this is Honey, your host, and I welcome you to Finding Yourself. Those who know me personally knows that I have been on a break. I recently lost my dad and I needed some time to take that all in, to cope up with it, to acknowledge my feelings, my fear, accepting the fact that it's never going to be the same person behind that call. I'm never going to hear that voice again, that I'm never going to receive any forward messages or videos from his number, and he's never going to check with me again if I watch them. No long calls, no birthday messages, no more complaints, no more laughs together, and certainly no one with tears in their eyes is going to tell me how proud they are. But I'm certainly left with memories and the confidence he built in me. And like he said, when life comes at you, you come back twice as hard, because when you fail, you decide what it means to you. Because not until we are lost do we begin to find ourselves. Dealing with hard times, with loss, is indeed difficult, but it is always more difficult without motivation. So no matter how many times I say this, but I'm so thankful for all the messages and calls and support I have received from you all. So thank you for being that motivation for me, and I hope that I can be the same for you. Stay tuned. There are so many reasons you will find every day as to why you can't move on, why you can't change something. You feel lost, disheartened, and broken inside, and you will realize that how easy it is to say no. How easy it is to say that you can't move forward from this. How easy it is to find an excuse or negative in everything. But here, when you show the courage to dig deeper and deeper and find that one reason to get up again, to live up to your potential, and find the courage to unshackle yourself from how you were once seen by the one you lost, that is when you will be amazed at what is possible for you. Take as long as you want to get up again, but just remember that one day you will have to. For the ones who believe in you, here or not, just know that their blessed souls are always watching. Which is why you have to lift yourself up again and tell yourself that I'm not going to stop here. This is not a finish line, rather this is where I start my journey. And I'm not going to focus on the past. I'm going to focus on what I need to do from here forward. No matter what you do or how much you try, adversity will always be a factor. There is no short-term relief to truly grow, to find the calm we long for. All you have to do is ask yourself that the action I'm not taking today, how is it going to impact my growth, my development? If you don't ask, there is no answer. So ask yourself, what metaphor works for you? Which book motivates you? Who is that person, if you listen to today, can inspire you? What do you see when you close your eyes? What are you? Who are you? Your dreams, your future. Which one? Which one out of all has the power to lift you up again and motivate you? It is our internal relationship with us that matters the most. And when you focus on that, when you try and seek those answers, you will find your courage back to get up, be strong, and work on it. The courage to move forward. Yes, there is no obligation to continue tomorrow the same way as today. It is only by choice. By choice, you get up, you dream, you change, and you set yourself free to see tomorrow's hope. It is painful hitting that wall over and over again, but this is when you have a choice to make a choice that you long for the greater, the growth, and it'll all be worth it. It is indeed painful. Of course, it's scary, but this should not be something to hold you back, to hold me back. It's not that we all have the same courage to get up, to ignore our feelings, our pains, our fears. We all, at some point, find ourselves standing face to face with fear. The question is, what do you do in that moment when it is your turn? You can't change what fear is, but you can manage how it affects you, how it impacts your life, your determination with fear. You have to ask yourself, in what do you find your solace? We can all rise from what we once thought was impossible, which is why it is imperative to understand that life will never give you anything more than you can handle, good or bad, both ways. When we realize to focus on what is within our control, we empower ourselves. Of course, hard to follow that every day, but if you are able to do that in your major life decisions, it is still considered a win. When you look right in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see possibilities? Do you see hope? Do you see potential? And if not, then just remind yourself that life is taking you exactly where you need to be. And days when you're mentally and physically lost, you just believe in yourself, in your capacity, in your strength, in your potential, and you get up. And no matter how difficult it is, you show up for no one else but for yourself, because you have the potential to always push a little harder than you are. You can always push a little more to cross that road, to complete that run, to get one step closer to that next chapter, because when you realize your strengths, you conquer. We all go through ups and downs. We all have suffered loss. We all are unprepared to understand how much it is going to hurt. But this is when it is important to keep motivating yourself as much as possible, and especially when things get tough, because that is when it is the hardest. So though you might be clueless right now, but keep your faith in the direction of your dream, and no matter how much it pains, you get up again. So take your struggle and see amidst the pain your purpose. Purpose that will lift you up when you have fallen and carry you when you're lost. You light that sparkle yourself, and when it hurts, you close your eyes and remember why it all matters. For whom are you doing what you're doing? You can always be doing more than what you're doing. There is always a next level. next door, next opportunity, next choice. You'd never know what that next can unlock. And that is what this episode was all about, to focus on moving forward, to focus on what's next, and just keep reminding yourself that there is more in you. Hope you liked this episode, and if you did, then please do share it with someone you think might need this today. And resharing this on your social media accounts really helps this to reach more and more people. And it's an independent podcast run solely by me. So if you haven't yet, then please do subscribe. Your subscription really helps me grow and keep me motivated. Thank you again for listening. And I'll be back soon with my next episode. Thank you.